This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So on my show years ago, I had said we are going to, in the 2020s, far exceed life expectancy than the past, and we are easily going to be 80 years life expectancy for both men and women. Well, it didn't happen. Life expectancy dropped, partly because of COVID, and it continues to drop because of overdose deaths, suicide, and you know, that's been making us nervous. And in fact, life expectancy has been kind of dropping over the last few years. Well, we did get some promising news. There was a slight increase of life expectancy, rising to 77.5 years on average in 2022. Now, I get we're in 2024, but this is the data they're using. This 77 and a half years old life expectancy is an increase of 1.1 years from the year prior. So, according to the report from the CDC, they say it's because we've had decreases in mortality due to COVID, heart disease, cancer, unintentional injuries, and homicide. Now, it still remains below its peak of 78.9 years, which occurred a decade ago. So we still haven't gotten back up to where we should have been. Like I said, we should have well been into the 80s. For men, life expectancy increased 1.3 years from 73.5 to 74.8, meaning the average age a man should reach is about 74.8. Well, not necessarily an average age, but the average age a man will reach would be 74.8 years. For women, 79.3 years. Look at how by 4.5 years we beat men. I hate that. I don't want to outlive my husband. I don't. You know, women outlive their men, and it's rough. It's, yeah. You know, somebody asked me from an evolutionary standpoint why. By the way, wait a second. They said women did raise up to 80.2 life expectancy in 2022. But, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, why would women live longer than men? Well, it could be, you know, men are doing more of the high-risk activities. So in caveman days, you know, even though women hunted too, more men hunted. More men climbed to the top of the tree to get the coconut or the, you know. In terms of child rearing, in nature, there's a lot of, we notice a lot of protections of the early grandmas in terms of health. We notice men got hit harder with COVID and other illnesses than women do, and they think it could be the estrogen that's protecting them, or from an evolutionary standpoint, because a lot of young mothers rely on older mothers to help with the child rearing. Now, I don't know. You know, I've seen women do high-risk behavior. I've seen women not take care of their bodies, and they don't live that long. I've seen men take care of their bodies and also not live that long. And so I think it still is pretty variable, but I do believe women have extra protections. And so I told you guys years ago when COVID was hitting people pretty hard that I can't stand it when people say men are babies, that when men get sick, they're being a baby. I have always believed that when a man got sick, it was far worse, far more pronounced. I mean, for me, when I got sick, I was like, okay, it sucks, but I could still go about and do my things. And I would, I, you know, and maybe it's because I have to be there for the kids, or maybe there's that extra protection. But men, you know, I saw the pain, you know, that my boys and husband would go through when they were sick, and I just think it's because they're built differently. And maybe in the animal kingdom, if the mom is giving the, you know, the, doing the child rearing as opposed to penguins, maybe they have extra mechanisms in place so they don't get as sick. So when the cytokine storm hit with COVID, where your lungs would fill up with inflammatory fluid, I really thought the increase was much more dramatic in men than women. And they found that to be true. Men had more of a cytokine storm, much more dramatic. And so let's stop saying men are babies. That's not the case. I just think men could be hit harder. And that's why we're seeing this change in, you know, longevity. I think heart disease happens differently. Cancer happens differently. So, you know, it's interesting. Now, in the meantime, we have the world's oldest man is 111 years old. And I've noticed when we look at the world's oldest individual, sometimes it's men, sometimes it's women, but he gives some tips. John Tenniswood has now recently become the oldest man. I think there was somebody who had just died. And he was born roughly around the time of the Titanic. I think he was born in Liverpool. He lives in Southport, UK. And he is 111 years, 226 days old. Venezuelan Juan Vicente Perez Mora died at the age of 114. So he is also the world's oldest surviving male World War II veteran. He was in an admin role for the British Army Corps. And so he didn't smoke. He said, if you drink too much, you eat too much, or you walk too much, if you do anything too much, you're going to suffer eventually. Never overtax your system. Now, he didn't really follow a specific diet. He says, I eat what they give me, and so does everybody else. He likes his battered fish and chips. He eats that every Friday. He doesn't smoke, drinks alcohol rarely. And so he also said, don't stay with one thing all the time, or you'll be on a narrow path. So as opposed to some of these European centenarians saying, look, I had a daily cycle. You know, I ate roughly the same thing. I went to the bathroom. I walked the same time of day. He's saying, shake it up. So it's a fascinating theory. But here he is, 110 years old. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, our producer. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So should Biden debate Trump? Should Trump debate Biden? You think it's a good idea? You think it's a bad idea? Call in 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, the major news networks want it to happen. The major news networks have not been very, very happy with Biden. They are trying to help him, but they need something. And they need ratings. How do these networks work? How do they operate? Well, advertising dollars, they have to have a grab. Now, news should really just be the news. But now that there's so many platforms to get news, news stations have had to add personalities. They've had to add some documentaries, add some series, add these personalities to help raise the ratings. And so if they're kind of stale, then they need events. They need draws. Whoever gets the Super Bowl, they do really, really well. Whoever gets the Olympics does really, really well. But now what? So, the televised debates. Now, Trump doesn't like a lot of the major media networks. And he's like, why should I help them make money? Now, they're making money off of me being there and getting hammered. And yeah, why should I be there? So I don't blame him. In fact, I don't think he has much gain, you know, to get out there on the stage during the primaries. But for him to go up against Biden, it's going to seal the deal for him becoming president. Biden has everything to lose. But is it more dangerous for him to not show up? And I guess the news networks have now penned a letter, according to the New York Times, asking Biden and Trump to commit. September and October is where they need to start placing and plan, and that's where the debates need to be placed. And they need to start knowing now so they could sell advertising. They need money. They need to know what's going on. And even though it was a given that the candidates would, there was always a debate. You could count on that. It was a given that there was going to be debates. And if you were going to air it or you were going to talk about it or whatever, that was going to help your ratings. This is the first time in, I guess, since JFK Nixon election that, which would have been 1960, right? 1959, 1960, when there was, so probably 1960. This is the first time where now it's in disarray. So NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News has drafted a version of the letter. Five major broadcasting cable news networks are preparing this letter to urge Joe Biden and Donald Trump to participate in televised debates ahead of the 2024 election. They say, we, the undersigned national news organizations, urge the presumptive presidential nominees to publicly commit to participating in the general election debates before November's election. They say, if there is one thing Americans can agree upon during this polarized time, is that the stakes of this election are exceptionally high. There is simply no substitute for the candidates debating with each other and before the American people their visions for the future of the nation. Now, the letter's not been finalized, but they're saying they're also going to have other news organizations hopefully endorse it as well. Now, from what we're being told, and this is being reported by The Wrap, Biden has not ruled out doing a debate with Trump, but he won't comment on it. So when news networks go, are you going to debate? Are you going to debate? He just won't comment, and he shuffles away. Now, Trump said anytime, anywhere, any place. Okay, of course, that's what he's going to say. Now, they say his track record isn't that good, but remember, he had no reason to debate the primary. He had nothing to gain and everything to lose to get on a primary stage with the other candidates. And, kudos to DeSantis and Nikki Haley for going as far as they did and Vivek and all that. But, I think he thought it was beneath him to have to go through a primary again. And he was right. He resoundingly led in almost every single primary election. So he's the presumptive nominee. So why is he going to waste any time when he could be campaigning, being on a stage for them to try to bring up all his bad, all the negatives, in his campaign? But Biden, what do? If I was a Democratic strategist, I would try to do some creative thinking. And Biden's weakest point, weakest aspect, is him speaking on the cuff. He can do some prepared speeches. If you prepare something for him, he could get through maybe 80% of it. But when you have a fast-talking other candidate, he could be destroyed. And another worry I have from these networks is, sometimes Biden is feeling good. Sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't. If I was a network, and I was going to be publicizing that there was a debate, there's a very, very good chance that Biden might not be able to make it. You got to understand, you better have a backup plan. And so if I was a Democratic strategist, I'm not really sure where I would go with this. I mean, I would probably have a different candidate, to be honest. And Joe Biden has had a decorated career of four decades. Well, I think he needs to concentrate on his health, concentrate on his family. But we're at the point now where we have a presidential election coming up, and the networks are asking, please, debate. And you know, is Biden going to be up for it? He could do some speeches, but when Trump does what he does best, because, okay, what are Trump's strengths? Well, Trump's strengths are going off script. Not that we all like what he says off script, but he's comfortable going off script. He just doesn't have talking points memorized. He'll just go off. I mean, he's been in business. He's going to just demolish Biden. So, does Biden go up there or not? Would I predict him not going up there? If he doesn't, it's a win for Trump. If he does, it's a win for Trump. Like I said, as a Democratic strategist, I wouldn't, not that I am one, but if I was advising the Democratic Party, or what you could do is have a president-vice presidential combined debate. So he could rely on Kamala Harris. Stop laughing. Where he could rely on Kamala Harris to maybe, that's one way to do it, where you have the party ticket debate the other party ticket, but whoever Trump picks for his vice president will not be allowed to speak, because Trump is going to take that over, and Biden will probably just let Kamala Harris speak. And how would Kamala Harris do up against Trump? Probably not that well. So, I want this country to succeed. And I want void voters making decisions for themselves. The reason why the debate is so important is people are getting their news from networks that are biased. And the reason why the JFK Richard Nixon debate was so phenomenal and such a watershed moment in politics is people who had no idea who JFK was. All they knew is what they read about him. All of a sudden, they saw him, and they were like, oh, wow. He's kind of handsome. He has that youth. Smart guy. He looks a little... Nixon's sweating. JFK looked better. And so, people are saying, Biden's ruining the border, and Trump is ruining this and that, and people are just getting that. But when you actually see them... if you choose to watch the debate, that's when you can make your own decision. It's one of the most rare acts throughout a political campaign for somebody to genuinely weigh the candidates. And I think it's a shame that we're not really going to have the debate we really need. And so the networks want answers because they got a plan for it. 5 months from now, they need a debate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock has taken a nosedive. It's a daily ranking in the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump media, but shares in the company have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This story caught my eye. There is a very, very fancy restaurant in downtown L.A. on the rooftop. And they are adding a quote-unquote security charge to diners' bills. People are getting ticked. The place is called Perch. I've never been there. It's a rooftop bar and restaurant near Pershing Square. And you're going to be charged an extra 4.5%, allegedly. Why? To ensure the safety for all staff and guests. So if somebody incurs something not so safe, my guess is they're going to sue and possibly get that 4.5% back. According to the dinner menu on the restaurant's website, the entirety of the charge is retained by the restaurant for safety and security resources. So having security is not the big story here, but it's you're charging the customer for it. Now, some people say, yeah, that's fine. Now, but, you know, should retail start looking at that as, guys, we need security. So we're going to charge you for that. You know, it's interesting. Security. Hiring security. Well, the money you put into security is usually out of your own pocket. Let's say you become famous. You get paid, I don't know, $1 million to do a movie. Remember there was that New York actress, that actress who was living in New York. I think she made $1 million a year. And she broke down how most of it's spent between rent, between her travel, between everything she has to do for work and security. She ended up having, I guess, a few thousand extra a month. I was like, okay, I would probably be living a little differently to save a little bit more of that money. But if, you know, 35% of that million is already taken off the top, or what is it, 40% taxes in New York? Now she's got $600,000 left. If she has to pay for security, yeah, I could start seeing how the money drops. And security, you know, we looked at security guards. When I was, when I had my medical practice, there were people who would listen to the show that would come in. You know, people grab my butt, touch my boobies, you know, and I was like, really, people? And I'm like, maybe I need a security guard in the room with me. It would be a nurse who also did security, because you really couldn't have a male in the, you know, if you were doing exams. And I'm like, you know, if it's, that's one of the reasons why I closed up also. Like, if it's at the point where I need somebody else in there to protect me, it's ridiculous. And I mean, I'm on the radio. I'm grateful for a radio career, but come on, I'm no Taylor Swift. But security's expensive. And look at how the 99 cent store just had to close, file bankruptcy. And one of the reasons for them needing to close was theft. So are we going to start seeing, on top of all the ridiculous charges, the expense for COVID, the kitchen staff appreciation fee, I was in California, in Tahoe, and I had to pay the health insurance fee on my tab, the health insurance fee for the workers. Are we also going to see security fees? Are they right to do that? We've always had to eat the cost. Now, I always thought if you pay rent, whoever you're paying rent to should guarantee security. But most landlords don't. Most landlords aren't even there. State lawmakers have sought to ban surprise changes on consumers' bills last year. They passed Senate Bill 478, which goes into effect July 1. So applying to any business active in California, it declares that advertising, displaying, or offering a price for a good or service that does not include all mandatory fees or charges violates a state prohibition. Not sure if it applies to restaurants. And again, they're not surprise billing. They're saying straight out, we got to pay for security. And it's a gorgeous restaurant. So I'm not exactly sure who goes all the way up to the rooftop to steal or to, unless you have a lot of stars that are there, and so they expect the restaurant to have security. I don't know. I don't go to places like that. Now, I may grab a hamburger at McDonald's for lunch, if I eat lunch at all. I won't be going to fancy places like that. But I'm urging to y'all, please double check what you're actually spending your money on. I am sick and tired of all these fake or added charges. And I don't blame small business owners for trying to stay alive with all the extra BS they have to deal with. When I went into a Walgreens to get my flu shot last year, I saw so many things locked up. Toothpaste. My husband asked, toothpaste? They said, you wouldn't believe how many people just steal toothpaste. And so when now you have to pay for everything to be under lock and key. Then you have to pay for there to be extra staff to be able to unlock it for customers. If I see something locked up, I don't buy it because I don't want to wait. I want to grab what I need, go, and if it's a hassle and I got to find somebody and nobody's around, I'm like, forget about it. So basically these stores have to do things that dissuade people. Well, no shock in COVID, that's what you had to do. You had to limit your volume. You had to tell people to go away. You wouldn't be able to serve food or serve alcohol. It was ridiculous what we did. It's a very anti-employer attitude. And I'm telling you right now, guys, employers aren't the bad guy. You might have some corporate CEOs that are making millions, but the actual employer is not a bad guy. And I don't know how much more employers can take. I was an employer. I had multiple staff. They don't have me as an employer anymore. I had to leave. You couldn't do a medical clinic with Obamacare and all the extra expenses to run a medical office. When the employer's backs break, there's no jobs for the employees. And there's this attitude now saying, oh yeah, make the employer pay you 5 days, but only work 4 of those days. Quiet quit. Allow them, you know, make them allow you to work remote so you can work a side gig. I mean, there's only so much an employer can do. And then people get mad when the employer says you need to come to work if I'm going to pay you. Well, of course, they don't want you double dipping. And they want you there. I mean, if they're paying for you to be there 8 to 5, they want to see you 8 to 5. They're not evil. There's some jerks, and I've worked for jerks. And I've worked for people who were evil. But the average employer isn't. And when they're trying to manage theft, manage stealing, manage harassment claims, manage workers' comp claims, many of them could be valid. Manage FICA, your insurance, your rising wages. At some point, it's not worth it. Even if they're I've heard of, you know, people tell me, I know my boss made a profit. I know what he bought that, you know, food for and what he sold it for. Yeah, but how do you know overall what profit they're making? I was very open with my staff. I was like, look, guys, this is what they're paying us. This is why I don't, because, you know, one of my staff said, you're always here. Don't you golf? Don't most doctors golf? I go, this is why I'm here. Look at what we're getting paid. That's why I'm helping you file. I'm helping you answer phones. Yep. We have a bunch of staff who are on PTO. There's only so much you could do. So should people be paid for security? No, it should be included. But my guess is these restaurants and these retail and these places can't charge any more than they're already charging. So they're like, we'll just add the extra fee so you know why. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. So remember a few years ago, I mean, this was in 2017, so about 7 years ago, I had talked to you about a study that looked at daily marijuana use and how rather than it hurting the brain, they actually found it to slow aging and cognitive dysfunction. Now, we didn't hear a lot more about it until this week, where we have another study saying marijuana use, especially in those over 45, seemed to have lower odds at developing dementia. Now, this changes things because marijuana has been linked to heart disease, stroke, psychosis. Those are things that are not healthy on the brain. Not good for the brain. But we're having these studies going, wait a second, maybe it is healthy for the brain. So let me tell you about what the study showed and then what I think, because I always have an opinion on the matter, as long as my nose will stop running for these damn allergies. So this study is publishing current Alzheimer research, and I'm going to publish a little piece on this for you guys. Researchers at SUNY Upstate Medical University, and what they did is they looked at cognitive decline in 4,700 middle-aged and older adults. They found when compared to non-users, those who were using marijuana for funsies had 96% lower odds of reporting subjective cognitive decline after they adjusted for their health, their demographics, or lifestyle factors, which means recreational cannabis users, according to this study, were less likely to notice declines in their memory compared to other people that said, no pot for me. Now, okay, keep in mind, this was all subjective. So when I ask a friend of mine who I think is having memory issues or a family member going, are you losing your memory? And they'll say, oh, hell no. What are you asking me for? I mean, how scientific is that? If you think they're losing their memory, you're going to be like, come on. But when you do have doctors say, look, how do you feel with your memory? What's going on with your memory? Like, honestly, it's pretty good. I never lose my keys. I never this. I never that. You know, they're going to study it. They're going to be like, well, what do you do that's different from anybody else? Well, non-medicinal marijuana now in multiple states is legal, so people feel more comfortable to talk about it. Now, they said medical marijuana use and using cannabis, you know, were also associated with, you know, they were, even medical marijuana use was also associated with it. Nobody is saying that you smoking or eating it is going to improve your memory. But they are finding a very interesting link. So why? Why would marijuana, of all things, help your brain? Well, let me tell you first about this other study. So back in 2017, they looked at mice. And it's really been narrowing down to the THC. We're not, because I know some of you are like, well, you know what? I'll use hemp or I'll use cannabis without the THC. It looks like the THC was the common denominator. And so back in 2017, the THC is that psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. They found in mice, not only did it, you know, not hurt memory, but it boosted memory. It boosted learning. It boosted cognitive function. Now, this was a study in mice back in 2017, as opposed to this other study in humans. But with mice, the reason why this mice study was interesting is humans can lie. When you ask a human, how's your memory? And they go, I'm good. Leave me alone. I'm good. All good. A mice can't. I mean, they could a little bit more objectively test a mice's memory, a mouse's memory. So researchers gave THC daily to groups of mice who were 2 months old, 1 year old, and 18 months old. The mice solved a water maze. The older mice who were not given the pot or the THC had difficulty recognizing familiar objects and navigating the maze. But those who were given the THC scored similarly to the younger mice and did so for a month after the marijuana stopped. Now, the younger mice given the THC appeared to score poorly compared to the younger mice not given the THC. So they think the THC is stimulating the brain's endocannabinoid system, which is a biochemical pathway that will slow down with aging. THC stimulates it. So your endocannabinoid system, and again, I'm going to publish something here so you guys can read it. It's a system within the brain and spinal cord and your peripheral nervous system. So your central nervous system is brain and spinal cord. Your peripheral nervous system is out in your arms and legs, etc. And other body parts can help regulate your memory, mood, appetite, pain. Your body will make your own cannabinoids, which are your endogenous cannabinoids. And they help regulate what is being neurotransmitted. THC and pot are your exogenous that you are ingesting. And so The other studies have found that what this might do is increase your brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which actually protects brain cells and stimulates new cell growth. Back in 2008, another study of mice found THC to improve memory in older rats, as well as decrease brain inflammation. However, in 2016, there was a study that found cannabinoids to activate CB1 receptors within the mitochondria, or the battery of hippocampal neurons, which is hippocampus is responsible for memory. They actually found that cannabinoids hurt the memory. And they said chronic use of marijuana affected the brain cells' mitochondria, causing memory loss. So what is it? Does it help the brain or not? So when I see a study and I see that somebody says that these people are better or doing better, I like to think of there's something secondary or tertiary going on. So let's say older individuals are using marijuana to sleep. Okay, well, poor sleep has been linked with poor memory. Stress has been linked to cognitive deficits. Poor sleep linked to cognitive deficits. So if marijuana is helping people sleep, and they're not using the sleep aids that are known to cause memory loss, maybe that could be a mechanism. Maybe rather than being anxious and hitting the bottle and drinking alcohol, which could affect your brain and your heart, you're using a gummy or you're using marijuana to sleep, saving you from alcohol absorption or ingestion. Maybe, again, you're calming down. I don't know, because marijuana has been linked to so many health issues. So my guess, which I keep saying on the show, is it's different strokes for different folks. For some of you, marijuana is going to be the death of you. Not that you're going to overdose, but you're going to use it and wreck your car because you are having slow reaction time. Or it's going to affect your heart or stroke or your lung function. But for some of you, it might be just what the doctor ordered. It might be exactly what you need to prevent other aspects of your life from affecting your brain. So what do you do with this? Do you try it on your own? No. Any sort of these studies that make the news cycles, always talk about it with your medical provider. And remember I said the other day, you know, people are asking, when are doctors going to start suggesting marijuana? They're not, because it's not legal everywhere. And we don't have enough studies. And, you know, just because somebody says, my memory's good, doesn't necessarily mean there's a cause and effect. But I do have to say, we're seeing multiple studies show that even though it might not be really good in younger individuals, there may be some applications in older individuals. And if we find marijuana to seriously slow cognitive decline, whoa, that could be huge. But we're going to do functional MRIs. We're going to have neurologists. We're going to have multiple different tests involved to come up with the right data for that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
D. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.